This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we've been saying so much negative stuff about masks, we've been forced to do a public service on something positive. We're going to teach you how to do an elbow bump.
Yay, elbow bump.
I'm not a fan of the elbow bump.
You're
not
a, girls in general? Or just...
I don't know. I'm just doing the nod. The nod up or the nod down.
What do you do?
Yeah.
So you and I have not been like huggers because you joined the show right around like the COVID-y stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just a hugger. Like if you get close to me, I like.
You'll hug, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll marry you.
There's a chance. But so I get in these awkward situations where somebody who I am in a huggy relationship with, when they get close, I forget about the COVID. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I told you I hugged the woman who owns a car dealership.
Yeah,
and I still don't know.
Right.
She, like, I didn't.
I
was I supposed to elbow bump her?
Just sign on the dotted line.
Yeah. Okay. I've known her for decades.
I know.
Like, she owns a car dealership, so technically.
You know the owner.
That's an inside joke, but apparently I say that too much.
I guess you know all the owners.
Slacker knows the owner.
I hate you people. So Bro Bible came out with this.
It is a bro thing.
I think it's humanity now, though. Because I've had men and women. The key is, I think, you have to set your intentions early. Like, when somebody like me is bearing down on you and you know I'm a hugger.
You gotta get ready.
There's something you do to get... Like, the very first thing is how to indicate you want elbows instead. Like, the maintenance dude here has always been an elbower.
Yes.
Or he's been a... Is he a forearmer?
Yeah, he's more of a forearm, yeah.
Okay.
Because he doesn't want... I always go for the fist bump on him, and then he goes for the forearm.
And then you transition into the forearm.
Yeah, so we just have that awkward sword crossing. Like, the whole scene from, like, Princess Bride was like, Okay, so here's how you indicate you want to do elbows. First, place your fist over your heart.
Oh, like doing the Klingon or the...
Yes.
Yes.
Are you doing Sieg Heil?
Yes.
Please don't.
Okay, don't.
Oh, so fist and then elbow forward a little bit. So fist on your chest and elbow forward.
That's
not awkward at all.
Super awkward looking.
We're still walking towards each other.
And then I hope everybody's in their cars trying this. Fist on chest, elbow out, and then you can waggle it a little bit.
Oh, there's some waggling.
It's like, hey, look at that bow.
It looks very suggestive.
And then say something. You're doing tiny little circles.
How you doing?
I want your elbow to touch my elbow like that.
Okay. Awkward.
I know.
And then you got to say something disarming like, let's do one of these.
But,
so you're like, let's do one of these. So they don't have to say, oh, we're doing one of these. Because that's what's happened to me is I'm bearing down and then they're trying to do the thing.
Oh,
and it's too late. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, crap. Because my arm's already out. You know what I'm saying?
But we don't touch them. When we do the waggling of...
I'm not there. That's hanging on step one.
Wow.
Why are you stampeding for the...
Holy crap.
Leave your pants on for a minute.
I'm already afraid. Both of the...
Right.
You guys look weird. Yeah. Whatever you're doing.
The next step is where your elbows should touch.
Okay.
So we're waggling.
We're waggling and moving towards each other.
Okay.
Now, presumably... Because, and we've talked about this, we don't want to give misinformation, but let's all agree. Is it mask if you can't social distance? Is that
it's like, one or the other. You don't have to do both.
You don't have to do both right. all the time. But if you, suddenly somebody's within
switch
your 6 feet.
Don't get bored. Don't get
by
in
the
rut.
Way, it's an arbitrary number. Yeah. Yeah. But so like if somebody's within your 6 feet, then you got to mask up. So if you're going to elbow bump.
You got to have the mask.
You got to mask first. Up.
Right. Okay. Right. You got to have it on.
Okay. So our mask.
So we missed a step at the beginning, right? I'm walking down Colfax.
The one that keeps us alive.
And then here comes my favorite girl walking towards me. So then I got to slap my mask on first.
Then
chest, elbow.
Wag it out there.
Waggle. Okay. Then it's highly unlikely that the pointiest part of your elbow will kiss the pointiest part of their elbow.
Did you say kiss?
Is that like the funny bone area?
Yeah,
too?
You don't want to do
little,
that.
Yeah, that's
weenus.
A little.
It's the weenus.
That is your weenus right there.
Oh, I thought that was the inside. No, that. No, oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Waggle the weenus.
Waggle your weenus.
We still talking elbows.
So, I don't know. They say we don't have that much control of our elbows yet, but still try.
Maybe they know. Just speak for yourself.
I've been doing my elbows.
Steve's got his little mini circles down. I don't know. Steve's got great elbow control.
I'm telling
just
you right
saying,
now.
Ladies.
Is that going to replace the fish picture on all dating sites?
Right.
Your little weenus wag.
Gosh.
So you got to aim for a broader target. Try to line your forearm up in parallel with your bumper forearm. So it's not so much a weenus bump as it is a forearm bump. So it's a tibia fibula. Is that what's in here?
Yeah.
No, radius and ulna.
Radius and
tibia
ulna.
And fibula are down here.
Are
down here.
Legs.
Yeah.
And it's degrees. No, you said.
So you're trying to like line up. What's awesome is I'm hoping people are in their cars trying to do it with people because we're just doing it in the studio. Line your forearm up. If you miss, you're still going to make some contact. So it's almost like doing a high five where you stare at the elbow and you'll always hit it.
That's what
do
it
you
is.
Know
you
that
stare
one?
At the elbow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you're a bad, I bet you're a bad high fiver then.
Okay.
Because then you get, you know, you do that thing where you're like,
you know, I was gonna be judged them.
There's nothing worse than being at a football game and your team scores.
Right.
It's like, yeah, and somebody goes like the pinky graze, and you're like, what the hell was like get meat? It's gotta go. It's gotta make a sound.
Not the pinky.
No, it's like ooh, pinky graze. Stupid. Okay, so. Have we really wasted this much time on this?
We sure have.
Okay.
Super important elbow bumping etiquette.
We've said bad things about masks, so we're teaching people how to elbow bump. Finally, how hard should you bump?
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm guessing not too hard.
Right? You don't
it says the elbow can shatter an orbital bone a lot quicker than a fist.
What the?
Therefore, lay off, dude.
Okay.
No need to come in with any sort of momentum or grudge. A tap of the elbow or forearm is totally
it's
totally fine.
I got a sinister right.
Yes. So we're going to take videos of Steve making small circles with his weenus.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.